Greta made a big mess at lunchtime, and Mom had to clean her up. It was a good time to escape. She grins at Dee, and Dee grins back. Sibby always knows how to make things work out. So what are we going to do? Dee asks.
We're going to the fort, says Sibby,
as if Dee is nuts for even asking. Without Burke and everyone else? Dee asks. She knew that Sibby would want to go to the fort, but she feels a bit uneasy. The woods are fun when there are a bunch of them playing there, but they're also dark and a bit scary.
Just because Burke's uncle built the fort, that doesn't mean Burke owns it, Sibby says,
as if Dee should know this.
Besides, the woods belong to everyone, and it'll be fun to play there by ourselves without everybody else taking up space. Burke's sisters are annoying. They're so bossy.
Dee thinks it's funny that Sibby would call someone else bossy, but she knows better than to point that out. She also doesn't bother mentioning that Mara and Alicia have only come to the fort once, right after their Uncle Terry built it, and that time it was just to see it. They're older, and not into playing outside the way they used to. Anyway, it's true that there are usually a bunch of people at the fort, but today Greta is out of the picture. Burke and his sisters are in the city to watch a movie, and the twins, Dee's brothers, are at hockey practice. Sippy's right. Today they'll have the fort to themselves, and who knows when that will happen again.
Okay, says Dee. Let's go.
They cross the street to Dee's house, then walk two doors down to Mrs. Rose's house, because the easiest way to get into the woods is through her backyard. Mrs. Rose doesn't mind. She likes all the kids on their street. She's like a grandma, even though Dee knows she doesn't have any grandchildren of her own. It's the end of March, and still chilly enough for a coat and mittens, but there's a bit of warmth in the breeze, and as Dee follows Sibby through Mrs. Rose's backyard, she notices little points of crocuses poking from the ground and tiny green buds on the shrubs and trees, and she knows that spring is almost here. At the back of Mrs. Rose's garden is a hedge that backs almost all the way up onto the forest. There's a gap they can step through, and soon they're in the narrow strip of grass that separates the neighborhood from the trees. A cloud passes over the sun just as a breeze picks up, and Dee feels a chill run down her spine.
Let's go,
says Sibby, several steps ahead of Dee. Under the shadow of the cloud, the woods look cold and dark and ominous. Dee wants to tell Sibby that they should just go over to Dee's house and watch a movie or play a game, but she knows it's no use. Sibby has made up her mind. Besides, it will be fun. Sibby's ideas always end up being fun. Sibby turns and walks into the trees. A moment later, Dee follows.